USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices on the mind of many at the White House, including Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, who's being pressed on the issue at the White House, and she agrees that gas prices are too high.
Low-income families already spend up to 30% of their monthly income on fuel, on energy.
The man accused of slamming into a Wisconsin Christmas parade is in court. The judge saying he's being charged with several counts of intentional homicide and other charges.
First-degree intentional homicide regarding victim B is a Class A felony. Again, the maximum possible sentence is a sentence to imprisonment for life.
Daryl Brooks is accused of driving his SUV through parade route barriers in Waukesha, Wisconsin, killing six people and injuring dozens more. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of them, and I will tell you there's plenty of them.
Hormel Foods CEO Jim Snee speaking there on CNBC. This is your Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost you a little bit more this year. A survey from the American Farm Bureau finding that the price of Thanksgiving dinner is up about 14% on average. Turkey's seeing the sharpest price increase, but according to Snee, there's plenty of turkeys available.
There's a story or a myth out there that there's a shortage of turkeys, and we are producing and have sold more turkeys this year than we have the last several years. So I think, you know, we encourage many of our consumers to buy early and buy often.
A federal jury in Ohio has found that Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS Health were responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has ravaged communities across the nation. The decision marks the first time that a jury has delivered a verdict in a case against the national pharmacy chains. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Australian Army is taking unprecedented steps in the country.
The Australian Army has begun forcibly removing residents in the Northern Territories to the Howard Springs quarantine camp located in Darwin after 9 new COVID-19 cases were identified in the community of Binjari. Residents of Binjari and Rockhole no longer have the 5 reasons to leave their homes, said Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner.
It's highly likely that more residents will be transferred to Howard Springs today, either as positive cases or close contacts. We've already identified 38 close contacts in Binjari, and that number will go up. Those 38 are being transferred now.
The move comes after hard lockdowns were instituted in the communities of both Binjari and nearby Rockhole on Saturday night. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A new CBS YouGov poll found that 63% of Americans opposed providing $450,000 to each person who was separated from their family after illegally entering the country. The proposed $450,000 payouts would far exceed the amounts provided to the victims of the September 11th attacks and the Boston Marathon bombings. A new Gallup poll says Americans plan to shell out around $900 on Christmas gifts this year. The survey also revealing 56% say they're very likely to shop online. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.